Hello and welcome to another edition of the Guardian ID podcast. This is Zach Martin, editor of the Guardian ID magazine. Today we're talking privacy and legislation with Chris Wilson, director and counsel for e-commerce and telecommunications at Tech America. But before we dive in, first a word from our sponsor.
Whether you are protecting a critical infrastructure or vital information, or securing a facility or border, you need to answer the same question. In the modern world of identities, how do you establish with absolute certainty that someone is who they claim to be? At CSC, we understand that the heart of identity management is the creation of trusted identities. For more information, go to csc.com/identity management. CSC, beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Chris has been keeping track of the different privacy legislation that's going to fill us in on what's going on in Washington. Chris, tell me about the work that you've been doing with Tech America on the Privacy Index.
Yeah, so a lot of activity has been taking place on Capitol Hill within the last, well, certainly this year, but even in the years prior on privacy, a variety of committees, a variety of members, different parties, et cetera. And so, you know, Tech America has been following the debate closely and, you know, basically has put together sort of a legislative matrix of sorts that sort of summarizes and encapsulates all the differing iterations of privacy legislation that have been introduced this Congress. And there's, at least a dozen or so bills that have been introduced so far, both the House and Senate, and sort of provide our members and others sort of a general understanding of the different bills and the different prerogatives that are sort of discussed within each bill, and give people a sense of the sort of the overall dynamics at play on Capitol Hill with regard to privacy, and sort of giving maybe a 30,000-foot view a little bit for folks, because it is difficult to get your hands around all the different iterations that are out there. So that's been the goal of this matrix, and of course it's a living document. So as things continue to get introduced or withdrawn, for that matter, we updated accordingly. But it's really used as a tool for members and frankly for Tech America itself to kind of keep track of things on the Hill.
I know all of these probably in some regards deal with identity and identifiable PII.
Sure.
But is there anything that deals specifically with personal identifiable information or online identification, that sort of thing?
Well, you know, certainly the broader consumer privacy bills that I mentioned earlier absolutely implicate PII and define PII. For example, Senators Kerry and McCain have a bill called the Commercial Privacy Bill of Rights Act, the bill S-799. It defines PII fairly broadly to include what you would normally traditionally consider PII. You know, name, address, social security number, et cetera, but also begins to implicate what they call unique identifier information, which is defined basically as a unique, sort of a unique persistent identifier that's associated with an individual or a networked device, such as a cookie, a user ID, a processor serial number, device serial number, et cetera. The bill tries to distinguish a UII that in and of itself can identify someone with a UII that only can identify someone if connected with more traditional PII. But, you know, there's a lot of discussion and consternation, I guess, a little bit as to how device identifiers or IP addresses, for instance, are treated, whether or not they're treated as PII in and of themselves or whether they need to be sort of considered separate and apart from traditional PII. And so there's that's still being, I think, discussed and looked at. But certainly to the extent that, you know, companies need to review these types of device identifiers or IP addresses as a center for identification purposes and for anti-fraud purposes, there's always concern that, you know, there's the law of unintended consequences. And if we unnecessarily restrict the use of this type of information, that we may be doing more harm than good, certainly in the online environment. To be sure, that's just an example of where PII is defined and certainly implicated strongly. So, and that's true with some of the other broader privacy bills that are introduced. I mean, how we treat PII and how it's defined.
I don't know if you can look into your crystal ball and give listeners an idea if there's anything out there that they really need to watch out for, that there's anything that's on the horizon that's going to change privacy and identification in the short term.
Well, I think with regard to legislation and Congress, I think anything with regard to sort of general privacy legislation, I think is you're not likely to see something this Congress. And that includes, of course, next year. I think next year is going to be election year, a presidential election year, no less. And these issues are very complicated and take a great deal of time and attention. So I expect that we're not going to see any macro bill passed and become law this Congress. I think we might be seeing certainly issues of children's privacy, and that was a very big topic of debate yesterday on Capitol Hill. There was a hearing held on the House Energy and Commerce Committee on privacy, and the issue of children's privacy was a major topic of conversation. I think I mentioned earlier that the FTC will be issuing some recommendations on updating the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. To the extent that those are received well or not, we may see some action on children's privacy in the next year and a half, possibly. I think data breach legislation would be the most likely to become law or pass at least one body of Congress in the coming months, if not in the next year. I think the House last Congress passed their version of a data breach bill. It sort of laid fallow in the Senate, but we expect that both bodies will be actively looking at some sort of data breach legislation and perhaps passing their versions, in the next year. So I think data breach, it would be probably top on the list of likely action. There's no guarantee that that will occur, but I think it's the most likely to move the most quickly. And I think then focusing on perhaps children's privacy would be maybe second to that. After that, it's very much up in the air as to what else will is coming down the pike. But as I said, I think broader privacy legislation is still it's not a short term timeline. It's I think a little more longer term than that.
Which actually kind of leads to my next question. I was just, is there anything that's not proposed out there? Anything that we should be watching out for? Beyond what's already bills that are already mm-hmm. out there, is there new areas that that folks should be looking out for, watching out for?
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know if there's any ground that hasn't been covered a little bit already by now. I mean, in terms of this bills that have been introduced this Congress, I expect you will see other iterations of some of these types of bills. There's going to be a data breach bill coming out of the House Energy and Commerce Committee sometime in the next month or so. I expect it's possible. I would say I expect it's possible that we may see a privacy-related bill from the House side as well. I think that remains to be seen. They're taking a slightly different tack than the Senate is on this issue. But those again, those are covering areas that I think have already been covered a bit by other members of their bodies. So, between covering, they've sort of what's been introduced so far covers the gamut fairly well, frankly. And I don't know of other pressing issues, privacy-related issues that haven't been addressed one way or the other so far. So I think as of now, we may just see different iterations of these types of bills. And again, in issues of children's privacy, we'll probably see some recommendations made from the FTC. We also expect that the Department of Commerce's Internet Policy Task Force will be releasing a white paper on consumer privacy. They issued a green paper earlier this year and are finalizing their white paper on the issue of consumer privacy. And so that could be released anytime in the next couple of months, and that may spur further discussion on some core issues. But I don't think it's anything that hasn't already been, frankly, discussed within the last year and a half already. So I guess the quick answer is I don't think there's any surprises out there, but I think we will continue to see this debate occur, and we'll see other bills, I think, probably introduced by other members who have interest in this issue.
Will that white paper play at all with the national strategy for trusted identities in cyberspace, or is that something different?
It is different. I mean, this is they are, I guess, to an extent, they're sort of interrelated in that they come from the same the internet. The Commerce Department of Commerce's Internet Policy Task Force has sort of gone through four different groups focusing on four different things, and one of them is privacy, one of them is copyright, and one of them is cybersecurity, and one of them is sort of something called sort of the free flow of information, so a little bit more broader topic. But this, to the extent that I don't think you'll see the white paper getting too engaged on that particular subject matter, because it's been discussed in other venues. But I think to the extent that ID management can improve privacy of individuals in an online world, then that is certainly a consideration for policymakers to take into consideration. I think it remains to be seen what the white paper will fully discuss. But in their green paper, it was not a primary topic of conversation in their green paper. So I wouldn't expect it to be a major topic of conversation in their white paper. Their primary point of view is the creation of what they call sort of a consumer privacy bill of rights.
Okay.
And I think they'll be focused, and that's sort of based on sort of core fair information practice principles. And that, to an extent, that is what's put into legislation by the Kerry-McCain bill. I think they tried to emulate the recommendations or recommendation given from the Department of Commerce. So that's really, I think that will be the central focus of the Department of Commerce's white paper whenever it is eventually released.
Great.
I think hopefully it provides your listeners some good detail and information.
No, great. Chris, I really do appreciate the time.
Great. Well, thank you so much.